When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through you? Well, we're giving them to you. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Ask me how do I feel, ask me now that we're cozy and clinging. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing. From the moment we kissed tonight, that's the way I just gotta behave. Boy, if I were a lamp, I'd light. Or if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me how do I feel, little me, with my quiet upbringing. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be swinging. And if I were a watch, I'd start popping my spring. Or if I were a bell, I'd go ding, dong, ding, dong, ding. Chemistry lesson I'm learning. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bridge, I'd be burning. Yes, I knew my morale would crack from the wonderful way that you looked. Boy, if I were a duck, I'd quack. Or if I were a goose, I'd be cooked. Ask me how do I feel, ask me now that we're fondly caressing. Salad, I know I'd be splashing my dressing. Or if I were a season, I'd surely be spring. If I were a bell, I'd go ding, dong, ding, dong, ding.
If there's one female pop singer in the post-war generation who rang my bell, it was Jo Stafford. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on WPPB 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting. And I'm thrilled to turn over today's episode to the great Jo Stafford. In the past, we've done a couple of episodes like this where we picked one singer and one composer, sort of a matchup. We did Tony Bennett and Richard Rodgers, Frank Sinatra and Cole Porter. And as I was listening to many of Jo Stafford's recordings of the late 40s and 50s, I realized there was one composer she turned to very often, as well she should, and that was Frank Lesser. So today we're going to do almost all Jo Stafford, all Frank Lesser, or as I call it, Jo Sings Frank, More or Lesser. They're not quite enough Jo Lesser Frank, Jo Sullivan, we'll get back to that. They're not quite enough Jo Stafford, Frank Lesser songs to make up a whole hour, so we'll do a little segues backwards and forwards into some little Frank Lesser rarities. Anyway, Jo Stafford was part of a very musical family from California, And by the 1930s, she was part of a singing group called the Stafford Sisters, as she said, a very original name. And eventually, she wound up singing with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra with a slightly smaller version of a group called the Pied Pipers, which you may know. They were backed up Sinatra and Tommy Dorsey, many singers in the late 30s, early 40s, Dick Haynes. And she fell under the spell, or at least as a fan, of Johnny Mercer. And when Johnny Mercer wound up founding Capitol Records in the 1940s, he brought Joe Stafford to record for her as a solo, as well he should. So during the war, Frank Lesser was in Hollywood grinding out a lot of superior material for inferior films, often in tandem with other composers. He didn't quite blossom into a composer-lyricist full-fledged until after World War II. So here are two songs sung by Joe Lesser from this period. The first is a great wartime standard, maybe the greatest of them all. Music by Julie Stein, lyrics by Frank Lesser, the unforgettable voice of Joe Stafford.
You'll break my heart for me.
The beautiful, pure, and yet engaging voice of Joe Stafford. That is a song from a movie called Thank Your Lucky Stars. It had lyrics by Frank Lesser and music by Arthur Schwartz. They're Either Too Young or Too Old was also in that film. And take a moment to congratulate Arthur's son, Jonathan Schwartz, the great broadcaster of the American Songbook, who now has a 24-hour streaming station. Thank you, Jonathan, and thank you, WNYC, for providing that. Well, we're listening to the lovely, calm voice of Joe Stafford. Now we're going to segue to a song that Frank Lesser wrote music and lyrics to from a 1947 film, I think, called The Perils of Pauline. Betty Hutton, you may remember, as a somewhat large and obstreperous but very popular performer of the 1940s. Here is Madeline Kahn, however, to tackle a great Frank Lesser tune called Rumble, Rumble, Rumble.
I gotta move. That's what I tell my landlord. Landlord, I gotta move. Cause there's a man left right upstairs from me. I'm making a nightmare of some melody. This is a situation not likely to improve. He goes a rumble, rumble, rumble on the left hand. He goes a tinkle, tinkle, tinkle on the right. A rumble, 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 a tinkle, tinkle, tinkle. Plays piano all night. He goes a rumble, rumble, rumble on the bottom. He goes a tinkle, tinkle, tinkle on the top. A rumble, 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 tinkle, tinkle, tinkle. Positively won't stop. I try to knock a knock a knock and on the ceiling. Knocking on the wall. He takes a breather. Ah, no, he doesn't either. Just when I figure that's all. There goes a rumble, rumble, rumble on the black keys. He goes a tinkle, tinkle, tinkle on the white. Rumble, rumble, rumble. Tinkle, tinkle, tinkle. Plays piano all right. But he plays piano all night. Instead of cooking himself a quiet kettle of tea up there, or maybe getting himself a girl and taking her out somewhere, instead of sitting around reading the jokes, washing his socks, writing his folks, taking a pill, sleeping the night through, what does he do? What does he do? He goes a rumble, rumble, rumble till the whole building crumble. A tinkle, 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 making the wallpaper wrinkle. A rumble, rumble, rumble.
Madeline Kahn being kept awake by somebody rumbling, rumbling, rumbling with a Frank Lesser tune. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're celebrating, Madeline Kahn notwithstanding, the marriage, the musical marriage of Joe Stafford and Frank Lesser on Joe Sings Frank, More or Lesser. Well, after that rumbling, I think we need some calming down. So let's go back to Joe Stafford for two more songs that Lesser wrote towards right before the 1950s. This first is from a movie called Variety Girl. It's a strange song, but it's a fun one. And then we'll segue into an all-time classic written by Frank Lesser and rendered brilliantly by Joe Stafford. But first, let's take a trip down south to Tallahassee.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you. Well, now let's see what happened. Oh, yeah. T-A-double-L-A-H-A-S spells... You know, so far it doesn't spell anything. T-A-L-L-A.
You can try it any way you want to, Joe. Tallahassee just won't work.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll show you. T-A-L-L-A. When you see land kind of green and grassy beneath the moon, bright beyond compare. When you hear blue jays chirping high and sassy, and catch one sniff of southern cooking hanging on the evening air. When you see folks all polite and classy, and every smile bids you stay in red. Get off that train, you're in Tallahassee,
capital city of Florida.
The Southland, that is best.
When you hear blue jays chirp, chirp, chirping in sassy, and catch one sniff of southern cooking hanging on the evening air.
Having their after-dinner chat,
all polite and classy,
gentlemen all remote
that, and every smile bids you stay red.
And the morning of police, get off that train, you're in Tallahassee,
deep in the Southland.
That's where I'd love to be, nothing to trouble and bother me, never to leave Tallahassee.
You really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
You've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The evening is bare.
Lucky that we dropped
so
in.
Very nice.
We'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
and story? Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace.
So
roar.
Really now, you'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't.
Well,
hurry.
Maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
You've got to go home.
Maybe it's bad out there.
I'll lend you a comb.
It has to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to break the spell.
We'll take our hats. Your hair looks slow.
I ought to say no, no, no,
mind
sir.
We move in
at
closer.
Least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting our pride?
You really can't stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside.
You simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is
but
no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The visit has been
lucky that I dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
You've got to go home.
But baby, you'll freeze out there.
I'll lend you a comb.
It's up to our knees out there.
You've really been great.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of your lifelong
At
sorrow.
Least there will be plenty implied.
If we caught pneumonia and
you really can't
Get
stay.
Over that old doubt. Ah, but it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
Two wonderful renditions by Joe Stafford of Frank Lesser songs from minor Hollywood films. That was from Neptune's Daughter, originated, of course, by Esther Williams, who had dried off and sang that great song because it was cold outside. And why Joe Stafford is singing it with a group, maybe the Hi-Los, it sort of raises questions we don't perhaps want to deal with right now. At any rate, we are going to take one last look at the Hollywood career of Frank Lesser with a beautiful cover of a recent album. Here is Carly Simon and Jimmy Webb, of all people, with one of Frank Lesser's great Hollywood songs, Spring Will Be a Little Late This Year. Carly Simon and Jimmy Webb teaming up for a wonderful Frank Lesser song from Hollywood, Spring Will Be a Little Late This Year. Well, we are going to segue now to New York, where Frank Lesser himself segued in the late back, came back to New York in the late 40s to attempt a Broadway musical, which is what everybody wanted to do after the war. And he adapted with George Abbott the great comedy Charlie's Aunt to become Where's Charlie? So we'll first hear Frank himself and his first wife, Lynn Lesser, sing a great duet from that show. And then we'll segue into Joe Stafford, who we're celebrating today, and Gordon McRae singing another brilliant duet from Where's Charlie? So first, let's have Frank Lesser make a miracle.
Darling. Darling, what are you reading?
Popular Mechanics.
Well, will you put it down a minute? I want to talk to you. This is important. Listen to me. It's about a Well, it's about our future.
Huh?
I want to tell you. Someday, there'll be horseless carriages that fly.
Horseless carriages that fly.
Horseless carriages, and someday, they'll be roaring all about the sky.
Spelling out slogans, buy a beer at Hogan's.
Yes, but who knows when that age of miracles will come to be. So meanwhile, darling, make a miracle and marry me.
Horseless carriages, I can't believe it. No, I can't imagine.
There you go. Will you listen? This is awfully important. This is about us. Someday, they'll have stereopticons that move.
Stereopticons that move.
Stereopticons appearing in cathedrals larger than the Louvre.
How romantic.
Yeah, colossal.
Gigantic.
Yes, but who knows when that great, great cultural event will shine. So meanwhile, darling, make a miracle and say, you're mine.
Stereopticons, I can't believe it. No, I can't imagine.
Will you pay attention to me? This is about our future.
Huh?
It's important. And I will see the wonders of the future in your eyes. Right. Where are you? This is about wonders that I challenge modern science to devise. I know. It's not a magazine. Someday, after we've grown very, very old.
We've grown very, very old.
Old enough to bury someone rather bright will cure the common cold.
Not the British. Achoo! Excuse me, go ahead.
And someday, just a small white pill will feed a family. Oh, but meanwhile, let's have steak and kidney pie. And meanwhile,
just imagine,
let's be sure our feet are dry. And meanwhile,
just imagine,
darling, make a miracle and marry.
Just imagine all those
me.
Horseless carriages. I can't believe it. No, I stereopticons. I can't believe
Will
it.
Will you
no,
listen
I
to me?
Cure the common cold.
I'm appealing.
I can't believe it. No, I can't.
What's the use?
A starling, my courage just melted away. Now all at once you kissed me, and there's not a thing I'm sane enough to say.
Except my darling, my darling.
Get used to that name of my darling. It's here to stay.
You are my darling, my darling. I've wanted to call you my darling
for many and many a day.
And you know my darling, my darling.
I fluttered and fled like a starling. My courage just melted away.
Now all at once you kissed me,
and there's not a thing I'm sane enough to say.
Except my darling, my darling.
Get used to the name of my darling. It's here,
it's here
to stay.
Don't go away, my darling. Doo-doo.
Joe Stafford had the great talent of being able to riff off of anyone who worked with her. She made some terrific folk song and spiritual albums with Gordon McRae, who you just heard. She performed with Liberace, with Frank Sinatra, with Tommy Dorsey, with Frankie Lane, a lot of great people. So that's who we're celebrating today, Joe Stafford. I keep saying that. I'll tell you why in a moment. And her recording of various Frank Lesser tunes. In 1950, Frank Lesser had the biggest hit of almost anyone's career with Guys and Dolls on Broadway. So let's hear a few tunes from that. We'll hear a little Rondelay recorded in three-part harmony by herself, by Joe Stafford, which you'll recognize as a different version of the opening number from Guys and Dolls. And then we'll hear her sing a fabulous little funny duet with Frankie Lane of A Bushel and a Peck.
Has a tender sound, this little tune I found. I don't know why it's following me around. It has a tender sound, this little tune I found. I don't know why it's following. It has a tender song, this little tune I found. I don't know why it's following me around. I heard it all begin above the Broadway din, and it was so appealing I joined.
A bushel and a peck and a hug around the neck.
Hug around the neck and a barrel and a heap. Barrel and a heap, and I'm talking in my sleeve about you.
About me?
About you.
Oh, well, I like that. 'Cause I love you. A bushel and a peck. You bet your pretty neck I do.
Da hoodaloodaloodoo. Da hoodaloodaloodoo. Da hoodaloodaloodoo-doo.
Thank you. bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck, and it beats me all to heck.
Beats me all to heck how I'll ever tend the farm when I want to keep my arm about you.
Want my arms about you.
I love you, a bushel and a peck. You bet your pretty neck I do. Do-loo-loo-doo, you bet your pretty neck I do.
And what a pretty neck Joe Stafford had, both on the exterior and interior, to produce all those wonderful songs. Well, you would think Guys and Dolls was absolutely perfect. There's nothing could possibly be added or detracted from it. But there were some songs cut almost up to the opening night. And here is Frank Lesser himself singing what's mostly a Sky Masterson song, originally Sky Masterson and Nathan. But here is Frank Lesser singing a song cut from Guys and Dolls called Travelin' Light.
Most guys buy themselves houses and promptly box themselves in with the stove and the wife, the subscription to life, and the sound of Junior practicing violin. And they no longer dream about places they'll go. They just brood about places they've been. Well, thank you very much, though the joys be many. Thank you very much, I'm not having any. I'm traveling light, no one's weighing me down. Got my ticket in my pocket and I'm ready to blow town. Ticket in my pocket and I'm ready to blow town. Traveling light, mister, see what I mean. Got my ticket in my pocket if I don't like your routine. Ticket in my pocket and I'm ready to break clean. And I'm damned if your mortgage I'll carry, though your proposition's a beaut. And I'm damned if your sister I'll marry. Guess I left my heart in my other suit. And I'm traveling light, no one's weighing me down. Got my ticket in my pocket for the minute the gods frown. Ticket in my pocket and I'm ready to blow town.
Frank Lesser singing a cut song from Guys and Dolls. Well, Joe Stafford returned to the score of Guys and Dolls with one of Frank Sinatra's musical theater repertory series recording of Guys and Dolls. And here she does to me an absolutely stellar version of I'll Know from Guys and Dolls.
Stare at that face.
have imagined every bit of him, from his strong moral fiber to the wisdom in his head, to the homey aroma of his pipe. There he'll stand before my eyes one day. I won't need a second glance his way. Am I right? Am I wise? Am I smart? But I'll stare at that face in the throng. Yes, I'll know when my love comes
Boy, was Frank Lesser lucky to have a singer like Joe Stafford record so many of his wonderful tunes. In 1956, Lesser wrote for what is for me not only his great masterpiece, but a great masterpiece of the musical theater, which is The Most Happy Fella. And we're going to hear a trio of songs from that wonderful show. The first is a demo recording of a song thrown out and revised. And in it, you're going to hear the female lead in that show, whose name was Jo Sullivan, another J-O-S. And she readers, she ultimately married the composer lyricist and became the great, and she always was great, but became known as Jo Sullivan Lesser. So we're going to hear an original demo of a song called Wanting to Be Wanted from Most Happy Fella. Then we'll hear Jo Sullivan sing Wanting to Be Wanted, which is what it became, as somebody somewhere in the show. And then we'll hear Jo Stafford sing another great song from The Most Happy Fella. So here's a trio of songs from a great, great classic written by Frank Lesser.
Wanting what? Wanting what?
Thank you.
very wonderful.
Doesn't the sound of Joe Stafford make you feel warm all over? I have a lot to say about Joe Stafford, but I can't say it nearly as well as Will Friedwald, my friend and colleague, wrote for some liner notes and in his own great book about biography of pop singers. This is Will on Joe Stafford. While her intangible greatness hits you with the very first note, it takes a lot of listening before anyone can regard Stafford as anything but the Mona Lisa of pop music. She's a riddle to be solved with no simple answers, and she haunts you so that after hearing her just once, you can't ever unhear her. Well, it's been a terrific pleasure to celebrate one of my favorite singers, Joe Stafford, today on the show, singing mostly Frank Lesser. I think we call it Joe Sings Frank, More or Lesser. And we're going to close out with another great Lesser hit in the 60s. So she covered Frank Lesser really for almost 2.5 decades. From How to Succeed in Business, a very late recording in her career, which she just walked away from in the late 1960s, accompanied by her great arranger and husband and the great muse of her life, Paul Weston. So we believe in you, Frank Lesser. We believe in you, Joe Stafford. And we believe in the audiences for Broadway to Main Street. So we're giving you a great, great classic by a great, great lady.
impetuous you.
Impetuous you. Solid judgment whenever you talk.
Good solid judgment when you talk. And yet,
yet there's that bold,
bold,
brave,
brave spring.
Spring of a tiger that quickens your walk.
Do, 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 do.
Time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.